And now, the moment you've been waiting for, it's the Toy of the Week podcast. I'm Adam Paulus, and this week's Toy of the Week, well, it speaks for itself.
I am the voice of Knight Industry 2000's microprocessor, K-I-T-T for easy reference, Kit if you prefer.
I've been meaning to open this up for weeks. I've had it down here and just haven't been able to crack open the box because work. And anyway, it's great. It's a new Entertainment Earth exclusive Knight Rider kit vehicle. This is the version that has an action figure, which the action figure is exclusive to Entertainment Earth. It's not a big run, and it's in stock now. The David Hasselhoff-inspired Michael Knight action figure is similar to G.I. Joe figures from Hasbro, the 25th anniversary, 30th anniversary, and so forth line. The main difference in the construction is that the hips are the T-crotch rather than the... I don't even know what you call them. It's not like the O-ring or anything. But basically, the legs, the hip joints can swing forward and backward. The figure has double-jointed knees, ball-jointed ankles, ball-jointed shoulders, ball-jointed elbows, swivel wrists, ball-jointed neck, and that swivelly waist joint that looks like it's just below the pecs. So it seems very much inspired by Hasbro's last 7 or 8 years worth of G.I. Joe. He includes no additional accessories, but the great thing is there's very little assembly required, and it goes in and out of the box really easy. There's no twist ties or anything, so you pop open the box, the vehicle comes right out. And, of course, to get Michael Knight out, you have to cut a couple of rubber bands, but it takes 3 seconds. And there are two sticker sheets, one of which seems to be pre-applied, and you get an extra one. I don't know why that is. So I didn't have to apply any stickers to the interior of the car, but there were license plates because there's a rotating license plate feature, just like on the show. And you can pick between three different license plates. One says Kit, one says Knight, and the other one is, and I should probably have this memorized, but I'm a bad fan, KNI-667, because 666 would be evil. It's a really nice looking glossy car. The figure itself is 3¾-inch scale, so it's about 1/18 scale, but the car is 1/15 scale, so it's a little bit bigger. He fits in there okay, but it's because of the scale issues, it's not exact. So the car is a little big, but it is a toy. What am I going to say next? Michael Knight's a pretty good figure. Articulation seems to be pretty good so far. Everything moves like it should. I'm not seeing any stuck joints. They did a really good job hiding the joints of the ball-jointed shoulders. It stands okay, I think. It sits just fine. I haven't had him stand up yet. Let's see if he stands up. I got a desk in front of me here. It seems like he might need a little help standing. Nope, there he goes. He's okay. He's all right. The boots are good. The paint details are pretty good. And this is Diamond's first attempt, as far as I know, of a 3¾-inch action figure. I'm pretty impressed by it. The face needs a little work, but at this scale, sometimes they do. The haircut's right. The eye color seems good. It's the expression. If you see the picture on the website, it pretty much is what it looks like. I really do like the construction of the figure. I wish Hasbro would maybe borrow from it just because the hip joints work really well. The one hand is a fist, so he can punch people. The other hand is typical for G.I. Joes. It's open. He could hold a gun if he had one. You can put it on the steering wheel. Or it's more of a yoke than a steering wheel, to be honest with you. And it looks good. I mean, for a company that isn't known for its 3¾-inch figures, I'm now very curious to see what else Diamond is going to do in this style in the future. Hopefully someday we'll get a Doc or a Marty for the DeLorean. Not hopeful, but it would be nice. We all have a DeLorean in stock too, by the way, so when you order a kit, you have to get the DeLorean. Anyway, the car itself is pretty sweet. It has rolling wheels, it's nice and glossy, and there's a lot of lights. There are brake lights that work, there are fog lights, headlights, and the interior instrument panel lights up too, so it's pretty great. It has two opening doors. Front seats can fit 3¼-inch action figures. The back seats, I'm amazed it even had back seats. I haven't tried yet, but I don't think you can scrunch anyone up in there. It would be extremely uncomfortable. It's a lot like any two-door car. You know, you don't really want to sit in the back there. You could cram a dead body in there, I think. I mean, I got him laying down in there now, but that's not doing me any good. So I'm going to pull him out again. The sounds are activated by pushing the gas cap, and I'm going to cycle through some of those right now.
All systems functioning. May I suggest you put the car in the auto cruise mode? Michael, I detect vehicles headed our way. Turbo boots. Activated, Michael. Michael, we're losing power.
There's also a mode where you can hold down the button for 3 seconds and it keeps playing sounds, and basically if you read the instruction sheet you'll figure that out, but it just makes a noise, and I don't need to hear that going forever. I like pushing the gas cap and just having the noise come out. It's very nice. The light up panel is impressive. They're really bright. I'm going to go ahead and push the button again so I can see it while I talk to you.
All systems functioning.
Yeah. And it's got the... It's got the red light that goes back and forth on the front and the light up other lights. It's pretty good volume, too. I like it a lot. I never had the Kenner ones in the 1980s, so this is my first ever Knight Rider toy. It's delightfully retro. I appreciate the fact that there's an action figure included. The extra license plates are great. The fact that they give you 3 instead of 2 is kind of maddening because I don't like having to pick. I just like, oh, this one goes here and this one goes here. And then I was like, oh, you can choose. It's like, well, I don't want to choose because then I can't use one. And then I feel bad. But it's pretty cool. You get the extra bonus sticker sheet you won't use again. And that's pretty much everything. This vehicle is available right now at Entertainment Earth. Just search on Knight Rider, K-N-I-G-H-T. And again, I think it's the only David Hasselhoff figure on the market today. So why not buy one? It's pretty cool. And I think that's pretty much all I wanted to tell you about it. The quality of the car looks good. I mean, the fact that the plastic is really glossy and black, it looks great. I'm actually curious. I'm not going to scrape it to find out, but it almost looks like it's black plastic that they painted black, which makes it look a lot richer and, frankly, more expensive. Die-cast metal cars typically have a better look because they paint them. There's a big difference. If you're a toy collector, you probably know this, but if you have a blue toy and it's blue plastic, it looks good. But if you have a blue toy and blue plastic and you paint it blue, sometimes it looks even better. Just the way the light reacts and doesn't pass through it a little bit, just bounces off, it can look more glossy and a lot nicer. This was really apparent in, again, toy nerd crap, in Japan, because they did a Transformers line called Binaltech, which in the US we called Alternators. And the American ones were not usually painted. They were just molded whatever color it was. But the Japanese ones were painted. And because of that, they looked a lot more expensive. And by an astonishing coincidence, they were. They were about $50 a unit, and the American ones were about $20. So it's kind of you get what you pay for, but some of the American ones were painted too. So I guess I got what I didn't pay for in those cases. But paint is good. And the kit vehicle is really great. It's got little rearview mirror stickers that are actually shiny and reflective. And I'm really impressed. I don't know what else to tell you about it. The bottom of the car is nothing special. But who looks at the bottom of the car? There's a switch on the bottom which you need to pay attention to when you buy it, because it has play and try modes. And you want to switch it to play mode, because in try mode it's only going to say one or two things, such as... I guess that's it. But all the lights go too, so if you only want to have a short demo or something, just say to people, hey, look, it lights up! Hey, look, it lights up. I guess. That wasn't very interesting, was it? Anyway, thank you for listening to the podcast. Don't forget to order this item at Entertainment Earth. I highly appreciate it if you do, because that means I get to stay employed, and that's what really matters to me. Well, that and making sure my bosses know I'm doing a good job, so you let them know that during checkout. I love the podcast you can write in, and that would mean a lot to me. I know you're not going to do it, but it would mean a lot to me. Anyway, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy listening to this podcast as much as I do recording it. I really like this vehicle. I'm going to see if I can cram some Jurassic Park guys in them after I stop hitting record. And I'm not kidding either. I got some new Jurassic Park guys this week, so I'm going to play with that. See you guys next time. Have a great weekend. Hopefully it's nice out where you are. For some reason, it's 90 here already, and it's a little warm for March. But such is life in the desert. I'll see you guys next time.